Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 17th, 2005. Today's message is titled, A Rich Welcome. Scripture text this morning is from 2 Peter chapter 1, 10 and 11. Listen to the word of the Lord. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Early last evening, my mom went home to be with the Lord. It was a very tough visit yesterday afternoon, and I sensed her departure was near, though the medical staff gave no warning. Her vital signs remained strong to the end. I told Brooksine that I thought she was failing and wanted to go back to the hospital with her. As we were preparing to leave for the hospital, the nurse called with the sad news of her death. The last meaningful conversation with her I had was on Tuesday, when I read some Get Well cards to her and told her I loved her. It is a great source of blessing that she was able to also tell me that she loved me, as that has been our custom ever since I can remember. I prayed with her and committed her to God's care. My dad died in 1998. They had over 53 years together in marriage. My wife, Brooksine, has done an outstanding job of being her primary caregiver, essentially since 1999, when she had a severe head injury due to a fall. This last year, and particularly the last several months, have been very hard due to the extent of Mom's medical needs, which increased significantly. We sought to honor her wishes by keeping her in our home as long as we could, and thankfully we were able to do so till last Friday when she was hospitalized. Mom has loved the Lord for many years. God also gave her an incredible love for people. She has maintained contact with friends and family from all over the country. What a chore it will be to notify as many of these folks as possible of her passing. As a child, I recall her faithfully reading devotional booklets such as Our Daily Bread, which is a model to me for the layout of this ministry. One troubling issue we dealt with and prayed about was an apparent lack of peace concerning her impending death. It did not seem so much to be a question of her knowing God's love and salvation, but rather an apprehension about the event itself. Brooksine especially sought to deal with this and shared the assurance we can have in the Scriptures that our death is merely a transition into heaven. However, yesterday a friend from church called and shared a story that really has blessed me. She had visited Mom on Tuesday afternoon and sensed the Spirit leading her to deal with this very topic. Naomi spoke to Mom about recognizing the Lord's goodness even in the midst of her extreme pain. She said to Mom, "We really don't know this for sure, but maybe the Lord will come for you soon and you won't have to suffer anymore. Wouldn't that be wonderful?" Mom responded with a slight smile and stated, "Oh, it would be wonderful." And then Naomi prayed for Mom and committed her into God's care. We were so pleased to hear that story. A great promise of assurance is expressed in the daily Scripture text as we all face our impending death. Hide this promise deep in your heart, both for your sake and that of family members and loved ones who know the Lord. You will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so confident that based upon my mom's belief in Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice for her sin, she received a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That rich welcome awaits all of us who trust Christ. In fact, let me close by expressing my faith in a very personal way, which you can do as well. I will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Truly today, my friends, in spite of my grief, be encouraged this day because we serve a risen Savior. This time my wife is going to share a prayer she's written based upon today's reading.
God of all comfort, just as you share in our sufferings, you also share in our comfort. How grateful we are that when sorrow flows over into our lives, your comfort overflows into our hearts. Your comfort brings peace, assurance, and a renewed sense of hope as we abide in you. We place complete confidence in your providential work in our lives and your perfect timing. How reassuring to know that nothing escapes your notice, but you walk us through each life-changing event. No enemy, no loss, or difficult situation will defeat us as moment by moment you tenderly care for us. Thank you for being our refuge and shield in whom we take refuge. The troubles of this life will soon be over and we'll cross over on the other shore. Lord, what unspeakable delight awaits us as you personally welcome us into your eternal kingdom. We give thanks to you, for your love endures forever. Amen.
Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. And we obviously have had a sense of personal loss and grief, but also the peace that comes from knowing the Lord. This is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. You happen to be listening to the podcast portion right now. Some of you came to this through an email devotional or perhaps the RSS or website. There are additional materials on the website, including a personal note Brooksine wrote regarding how God spoke to her heart this morning through a hymn on the local radio station. We also have today a photo of my mom taken with Brooksine just prior to the fall she had in early 1998. They were attending a wedding of a close friend in California. And following the wedding, my mom had returned and had slipped or fallen, stumbled somehow on some steps at my brother's home. And that really set her back, I would guess, 5 to 10 years at that point in her life. That photo is very meaningful to us because it is the last photo we have prior to that fall. It was the same day, Brooksine. You might have heard her say in the background. We also have some remembrances from our daughter, Esther. She wanted to be a part of this today. And she shares some thoughts. Well, may God bless you today and fill your hearts with an assurance as we all wait that rich welcome from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.